Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Usually when we hear Sarah Neufeld's violin, it's soaring over jangly guitars and pounding drums and the full-throated cry that is the rock band Arcade Fire. But Sarah has also been exploring her instrument in a solo and almost solo setting. Her forthcoming album is called Hero Brother, and it uses the violin in a way that combines minimalism, improvisation, and her own rock experience. Sarah Neufeld's here to play some of it for us live in the studio, and she'll start us off with the title track, Hero Brother, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That is Sarah Neufeld, live solo here in the Soundcheck studio, and a song called Hero Brother. It is the title track from her forthcoming record, which will be out on August 20th. And Sarah Neufeld joining me here in the Soundcheck studio.
Hi. Oh,
that was fun. A little bit of everything in there. You have sort of the kind of the minimalism, the repeating melodic and rhythmic fragments. You got the stomping kind of folk thing going on. Did the instrument itself lead you into the music on this record?
Yeah, I think I've always wanted to play all the strings at the same time and kind of in that power chord, like punk rock guitar kind of way, with still retaining the sort of the lyricism and prettiness of the instrument.
Right.
So that's kind of a dance between those things. But it's just, you know, certain pieces come from little seed ideas, and it was the main melody that just kind of appeared, and then it was like, okay, well, what is going to surround it? And then it became like this really trancy, minimalist thing.
Yeah. So after all the years of playing rock, you know, I mentioned Arcade Fire before, but you've played with the Luyas, and we've heard you on this show many years ago with Bell Orquest, kind of a post-rock or chamber rock band. Mm-hmm. Is this kind of where the violin likes to be, you know?
This is where my violin likes to be, yeah. Yeah, it's fun to explore it on its own like that, to take it to its own kind of limit, and also just to express the fullness of that one instrument.
Because it can do, as you show us on this record, it can do a lot of things. You know, you got four strings, you can get, you know, the multiple stops going, as they say.
Yeah.
You got the artificial harmonics, and what about, you know, did you think about maybe doing live multi-tracking, you know, looping, delaying, all that kind of stuff?
I mean, that would be another project. This, I really wanted to explore the bareness of it.
Mm. Now, you write on your website about both a meditative practice and a yoga practice. Does this sort of go hand in hand with that?
I mean, everything that we do in life can, like, you know, support everything else or not, or destroy it. Mm-hmm. But I think the yoga practice and the meditation practice has given me some patience and some diligence. It's sharpened those tools.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of what I needed to follow this kind of thing through. So there, it's one side of the other.
Did the yoga also give you the stamina? Because I think our listeners will have noticed you were slightly out of breath for a moment at the end of, after that
I know,
performance.
Right?
But then you've recovered pretty quickly, which suggests that, you know, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I mean, with the violin is an interesting imbalance kind of instrument. You're working one arm just insanely hard, and then I think I'm out of breath, though, from, like, thinking about all the notes.
So are these pieces written? Are they fully, like, composed, notated?
They are through composed, but in my own fashion, I never actually notate anything. Maybe I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a nice long.
Then other people could play them. But even if they're not notated, if they're composed pieces,
mm-hmm.
do they change when they're played in some place? I mean, the record sounds like it was done in like a huge cathedral or something.
Right.
Does the sonic space change?
Yeah, the sonic space will change how certain things are played. In Berlin, when I recorded with Nils,
that's Nils Fromm,
yeah,
the pianist.
We used this geodesic dome that had the most incredible long but also special reverb and also all sorts of other noises. This wind tunnel sound that was coming through and water dripping. It was this really terrifying place. But
whose idea was it to go there and make a
record? The Germans. Yeah. It was great. But The thing with that, when you have such an extreme acoustic property, like an 18-second reverb, you tend to play a little differently. And we went in there to record the slower, more sparse passages, and they got so much slower because you want to allow the note, the ringing out of it. And that just, that totally did change those passages. I couldn't have played this, the piece you just heard would not have done well with 18-second reverb. Yeah. It would have been a storm of confusing notes.
We're speaking with violinist and composer Sarah Neufeld. Her album Hero Brother comes out on August 20th. She'll be playing here live in New York at the Rockwood Music Hall on August 28th. She's playing for us here today. You want to do another piece for us?
Sure thing.
You want to do Dirt?
Do, yes.
All right. Let's hear another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. Sarah Neufeld of Arcade Fire and Bell Orchestre and various other bands performing solo here in the Soundcheck studio.
Thank you.
That is Sarah Neufeld live on Soundcheck with a piece called Dirt, which will appear on her album Hero Brother, out on August 20th. Once again, Sarah will be performing August 28th here in New York at the Rockwood Music Hall and is playing for us in the Soundcheck studio today. Let's hear another piece. This is called Wrong Thought. Once again, Sarah Neufeld live on Soundcheck. Sarah Neufeld live on Soundcheck with a piece called Wrong Thought. Once again, that'll be on her new record, Hero Brother, when it comes out on August 20th, but giving us a bit of a preview here in the Soundcheck studio today. Wrong Thought is followed on the record by Right Thought, which has some kind of very bluesy playing. One of, you know, many different styles that, at least in passing, you allude to on this record.
Yeah.
What did you grow up playing as a violinist?
Kind of everything. I mean, I was never told that you had to play a certain kind of music on a certain kind of instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And It's not like I grew up playing in a blues band or anything like that, but I just listened to so much different music growing up as a kid, and I was so into improvisation. I felt like the world of musical expression was like the oyster, you know, and you could just try everything.
Because a lot of kids, you know, you start violin 4, 5, 6 years old, and you're set down one course, and you know what course that is, you know. Hopefully you start playing your Bach and your Bartok, and that's great.
But see, I did play the Bartok, and that's what led me, I mean, that's what also helped me know that there was so many infinite ways of composing and playing music, because Bartok definitely sounded and felt different than Bach.
Sarah Neufeld with us in the Soundcheck studio. Arcade Fire announced the next record is coming out on October 29th. I love the way they announced it. Just replying to a random tweet from a fan. Someone said, I love Arcade Fire. Great. Our record's coming out October 29th. And then, wah! but will that leave you time to do this or Bell Orchestre or any of the other things that we've heard you doing over the years?
The future will tell all. I do expect to play a bunch of these solo shows. They're really fun. I'll work them in, and it'll be a pretty crazy year.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy years, we've been talking about the summer of '93, 20 years ago. Do you remember where you were and what you were listening to?
I mean, I was at that amazing age, about, I think it was between grade 8 and grade 9. I was finishing an awkward phase, and I was, getting a little bit more comfortable in my skin. And I remember music at that time was so important for that, just making me feel like a human. And we've talked about a lot of the records I was into, of course, The Breeders, Last Splash, Nirvana, Liz Phair. There were some really powerful ladies doing some really, really, really cool music. And actually The Breeders and The Pixies, of course, at that time, got me really excited about guitar, and I'm thankful for that time of life. Even though, 14 years old, I wouldn't necessarily want to go back.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's funny because for a lot of people, that is the awkward time. Yeah. Is when you're 14. But you know, just looking at some of the the tweets and the comments that have come in, Ray from Queens, great music that summer, was in college, and remember, Hey Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms, Radiohead with Creep, which, you know, that was the summer we first heard Radiohead as well. Antonio tweeted, I was blasting Vibes by Cypress Hill, Insane in the Brain, and What's Up by Four Non-Blondes. Those 90s were great times. Do you look back at what you were listening to then and think, I still like those records. I still listen to those records.
I still listen to Radiohead. I still listen to Pixies and Breeders, Nirvana. Yeah, for sure. Some not so much as others, but, you know.
Right. All right. Well, Sarah, I've enjoyed hearing Hero Brother and look forward to the actual release of the record on August 20th.
Thank you
so much for giving us a sneak preview of
it today.
Thanks
for having me.
Sarah Neufeld, my guest on Soundcheck, from the Breeders record that she mentioned from that summer of '93. This was their hit, Cannonball.